Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of Rumours of War by Alan Mallinson, narrated by Eric Graham. This work is copyrighted 2004 by Alan Mallinson. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by W.F. Howes Limited. 1826. Napoleon Bonaparte is dead. The Congress of Vienna's work is done, and there is peace in Europe. However, in Portugal, there is the scent of civil war in the air, following the death of King John VI. Newly returned from India, Matthew Hervey joins a party of officers sent to make an assessment and lend support to the Portuguese Queen. His place on the expedition is secured with the help and influence of his new friend, Lady Catherine Greville. But the peninsula is a place redolent with memories. And now, Rumours of War. Rumours of War by Alan Mallinson, narrated by Eric Graham.
Forward. The long peace that followed the final victory at Waterloo was in many ways similar to that which has followed the Second World War. The principal powers, exhausted to a greater or lesser degree, looked to their interior economy or their empires. Distant wars of decolonialization troubled some of them, while several wrestled with the forces of revolution within. The Ottoman Empire, in its early phase of collapse, resembled the former Yugoslavia in the 1990s. The Iberian Peninsula too, for a decade one of the hottest seats of war on the continent, lapsed into a sad and squalid period of civil war, the implications of which, in Europe and South America, taxed the wisdom of the great figures of British politics. One of those was the Duke of Wellington, then in the process of metamorphosis from first soldier of Europe to Prime Minister of the world's foremost power. Captain and Brevet Major Matthew Hervey, a professional officer of the 6th Light Dragoons, was recently returned with his regiment from India. Like many a cavalryman in the Cold War a century and a half later, he found himself frustrated with soldiering in such a peace. He therefore sought the sound of the guns. London Gazette of the 24th of November, 1826. St. James's, November the 21st, 1826. This day...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?